on the northbound side, although it looks like the accident is on the southbound side. Everywhere else seems to be doing okay. Still slow on Kirkstall Road through the centre of Leeds as well. But other than that, I think we're pretty much back to normal now. On your radio, on your phone and on your smart speaker, this is Heart. It is 7:15 and here's the latest.
What we do today is we have a meeting with the doctors on order and we now start asking to go home.
The dad of seriously ill toddler Alfie Evans has told Hart they'll stop court battles to try and take him to Italy for treatment. Also this evening, we visit the rehab clinic in Leeds that uses robotics and virtual reality to help people recover from brain injuries.
It's exciting to explore what can happen for these patients who can hopefully get their lives back sooner.
And with a week to go until the Tour de Yorkshire, we speak to some of the riders taking part.
They all know the roads and said it was going to be pretty hard.
So they weren't wrong.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Charlotte Lynch, and this is Heart's Nightly News. First tonight, the parents of seriously ill toddler Alfie Evans have asked for privacy as they consider the next steps for their son with medics at Liverpool's Alderhay Hospital. They've also thanked the 23-month-old's doctors for the dignity they've shown in the face of threats and abuse.
We have not been able to live our lives as we'd like. We are very grateful and appreciate all the support we have received from around the world, including from our Italian and Polish supporters. We would now ask you all to return back to your everyday lives and allow myself, Kate and Alderhay to form a relationship.
They've been meeting with doctors to ask if they can take him home. They spent the night by his bedside after losing their latest legal battle to try and take him to Italy for treatment. Alfie was taken off his ventilator on Monday night. Bosses at Alderhay Hospital last night sent out an open letter spelling out the impact the case is having on its staff. Hart's Tom Dunn took a look at it.
Before that statement was made, Merseyside police had actually put out something of their own on their own social media. They were talking about social media posts regarding abuse of staff and tweets relating to the case, that they were going to be monitoring it from now on. Now, clearly emotions are running high with many of the supporters known as Alfie's Army. They've been here throughout the hearings in court and will continue to stay. It's unclear about whether Alfie can leave the hospital. He was granted Italian citizenship by the country's government, but they had an appeal to take him out of Alderhay again rejected yesterday evening. So for the meantime, the family and Alfie will remain inside the hospital behind me.
Thanks, Tom. You're listening to Heart's Nightly News. Also this evening, the first rehab clinic for people recovering from brain injuries that uses robotics and virtual reality technology has opened in Leeds. The Motion Rehab Centre in Morley uses games to help people who've suffered things like strokes and head injuries. Heart's been to the clinic to find out more.
My name's Sarah Daniel. I'm a neurological physiotherapist and I'm the director of Motion Rehab. This is the first facility of its kind within the UK. So we offer traditional neurological rehabilitation, but we've decided augmenting it with rehabilitation technologies. So in front of you, you will see a robotics and virtual reality suite for training and rehab purposes. And we've brought in robotic devices to help with high repetition of rehabilitation that is needed to rewire the brain after nervous system damage. So this is our Lyra. This is a robotic gait trainer. It's called an end effect device because it doesn't actually move the patient's legs for them as an exoskeleton would. Their feet are on foot plates that will move through a natural walking pattern. Currently they're taking the body weight of the client so that he's got some support while he's on the device. And then when he's sat up and he's got sufficient support, he'll get walking and the device absolutely replicates a natural walking pattern, and he can do again high repetitions of stepping in a really safe environment with support so he can't fall over. And you'll see as the just currently adjusting how much support to give him.
Can you take a little bit of a picture
of the wall? Squeeze the left button. That's it.
Now,
squeeze through. Good.
I'm Gary. I suffered a stroke approximately 3 years ago, so this is part and parcel of my journey back to normality, fingers crossed. It actually feels quite peculiar, but it highlights to me what potentially in my walking, what I might be not quite achieving. It feels totally different, to be fair. I think it's a way of life now, and I think it's brilliant that it's been embraced into physiotherapy. So I have absolutely no problems with using technology.
So we're using kind of some of the gaming technologies, but if somebody's paralysed and they can only wiggle a finger, a traditional game using Xbox or Wii or a commercially available device is hopeless because they can't move sufficiently. So all of these devices can be calibrated to a patient's individual abilities, and then we use their body parts to control the VR and the gaming technology. And what it does mean is that they're engaged, they're motivated. Anybody who's gaming always wants to get to the next level and do a little bit more. So they can do high repetition practice, which is what our brain needs to rewire the nervous system to help recover after any kind of injury or illness.
This is Hearts Nightly News. Now, with just a week to go...